Now, leisure travel agents, they act like tour operators also. They handle not only holiday packages, tours which are to do with leisure. They do FIT and GIT tours. What is FIT? FIT is a person who is an individual traveler. GIT is a group traveler. They handle special interest tours. They will only do tours which are meant for leisure, fun, holiday. And they handle special interest tour. An example is Go Wild Holidays tours. Now, Go Wild Holidays tour will send you, I will only do adventure tourism. I will only do leisure. I will not do anything else. So, these kind of tour operators are also there who only want to do leisure tours and not get into the business aspect of the tours. Business travel agents handle only corporate travel. They handle MICE because of the corporate. Now, what they do, MICE is like business trips, business packages. They will handle only that. They are specially appointed for business and they like to handle this profile and portfolio. They are the travel management partners of the corporate world. Now, corporate world also needs tie-ups. When they need someone, the person should be there to be able to quickly make out a deal. So, these are the right people. Meet all the special needs of a business traveler. For example, if you're going to a city, you should know where the shopping for business things happen if you need one. Then, example of these are Carlson and Wagenlight International Travel House Limited. Now, business traveler, a travel agent, what he does? He gives them all the certain references also. Suppose a business traveler says, okay, listen, I am going to Germany. I am there. I'm going to have a conference in Frankfurt. He goes for a conference. He will also take details of where I can go shopping. Suppose I want to pick up suits. I want to pick up corporate attire, which is a decent place. These guys try and get that information also because it's very important to be able to give all information, all help to a business traveler because that business traveler travels often. So these are the itsy-bitsies which also are very important and can be passed on to a customer if the travel agent learns to take a keen interest in it. Now there is the online travel agency. They sell through online portals. The portals are user-friendly and give quick options. Everything is ready. All you have to do, click, see the different kinds of packages and tools and just make your payments. Various payments options also provided. They provide a 24/7 customer service backup. They provide the option of booking from home at a convenient time. So 24/7, sitting at home at 10 o'clock at night, you decide to go on a business tour or leisure tour. All you have to go is click, see the online page, make my trip, clear trip, yatra, decide what you want, what are the packages they're offering. If you want, compare the best rate you like, pick up from that portal and do your booking. What is the example? Expedia.com, Travelocity.com, MakeMyTrip.com, Yatra.com. These are certain companies. Retail travel agency, selling through office location in the city. That's known as a retail travel agent. They are small enterprises selling all kinds of travel related services. Mostly they buy tickets from wholesalers. Now who are the wholesalers? Akbar Travels. Akbar Travels has 500 tickets of Air India. This small fellow will go tell Akbar Travels, well, I want 20 tickets. Akbar Travels say, yeah, take the tickets. He'll give him a commission. This guy buy the tickets from Akbar Travels. Now why will go to Akbar Travels rather than the airline? Because Akbar Travels has 500 tickets from Air India. So he'll get a better rate from Akbar Travels than he would get at Air India. So they go to the wholesaler and buy it. The same way that your guy or retailer goes to the wholesaler for fabric and cloth who keeps small shops. It's the same way. Now, they survive on personalized services and local contacts. There are local contacts in your area. There are people, offices. You rely on personalized services because you're sitting in your area in Bandra, in Andheri or wherever, in Greater Kailash in Delhi, and you have an office. So people come to you, sir, we want to go here. Can you offer some package? So the local travel agent will say, sir, yes, I can offer you this. People are there who everyone is not well-versed with everything. So what happens is they'll contact a local travel agent. Once you get a good deal from him, you tell him, yeah, okay, one guy is down the road. After coming back from office, I'll go to him, I'll sit with him half an hour, I'll see what are the packages. You'll tell him, he'll say, sir, please wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, you'll get a mail from me, I'll give you different options. What you want? You want with flights, hotel which you want 3-star, I'll give you 5-star rate, sightseeing I'll give you. So there's a kind of understanding. Now this could be any travel agent. Example is any travel agent in your area. These are the retail travel agents. That's the reason for a retail travel agent always is there's a kind of a trust which builds up over the years. And there's interaction. There's a communication which happens, which doesn't happen in an online portal. You'll sit with this guy and discuss 10 things, and this guy says, sir, why are you going to Dubai? Go to Maldives, no? You'll think Maldives is expensive. You can't afford. This guy says, sir, leave Dubai now. You're taking Dubai for 12,000. I'm giving you Maldives for 19,000. Spend 7,000 rupees more. Go to a better place. I'll say, yeah, 19,000 is a good deal. Why the hell should I go to Dubai? Why don't I go to Maldives? That is the reason that the retail travel agents do a huge amount of business. Implant travel agency have an office inside the client's office, a dedicated travel staff working for the corporate and 24/7. Implants handle all the travel related queries of the company, also responsible for billing and payments. They have office inside the office. The information is all there for them to be able to go ask your local person and get the information. Example, travel implant of IITHL at Infosys corporate office in Bangalore. There's a travel implant over there. You implanted somebody to be able to deal only with your travel related queries. Those values will go to travel agents, to tour operators, get everything done. And within your office, like you have a canteen which gives you tea, coffee, samosa, this guy is a guy who will take care of all your travel queries, all your travel requirements, and book it for you inside your office. Tour operators are classified on the basis of types of tourists they handle: inbound tour operator, outbound tour operator, domestic tour operator, ground handlers. Now, you know inbound, you know outbound, you know domestic, ground handlers, the people who handle, people take them around, they are the ground handlers. Target market, mass market tour operator, special interest tour operator. Mass market is a tour operator who can go to any kind of tours. You could just name it. They could do all, every kind of tour. They are the mass market tour operator. Special interest tour operators, their tour operator will say, I'm sorry boss, I do only wildlife. You want to come for wildlife, come to me. You want to go to any part of India, I'll give you wildlife, but I do only wildlife. So these are special interest tour operators. Inbound tour operator. What happens? Inbound tour operator handles foreign tourists coming into the country from their home country. They provide airport transfer, accommodation of the hotel, local transportation, seeing, entertainment, currency, insurance services, etc. A local guy is there. You have a group of 50 people coming from Germany to Mumbai. They come here. They need assistance. They want to change their currency. They want to roam around. They have wanted to do insurance, everything. You are the local contact for them. You are inbound tour operator who's taken off their group to see their trip goes smoothly and they go back. Now, what is the next thing? They provide transfer and all other things, sightseeing, currency. They are the image builders of the country. The people from Germany will come and say, wow, man, we had a beautiful trip in Mumbai. You know what? We didn't know that we had time. And that guy actually took us to a vineyard in Nasik. And he showed it to us. And he told us only extra cost. We'll be happy and we paid it over there. So what happens? You're building an image. You never thought that you could get this, but you saw how wine is made in India. So it was a fantastic deal. We decided one day, what are we going to do? We had kept 2 days. He said, sir, would you be interested in going to Nasik and seeing the vineyards? It'll cost you this much. You can go in the morning. It's a 4 to 5 hour trip. See it. We'll have lunch in Nasik at a nice hotel and restaurant. We'll show you the vineyards. You can buy some wine and come back by night. And the group decides all of a sudden, yeah, man, great idea. Forget the local sightseeing. We'll do that tomorrow. We have 2 days. Let's do one day shopping. Let's do one day of this. Everyone decides. Off they go. So they build the image of the country by offering something more. They bring the valuable foreign exchange into the country. Example is La Passage Tours. Again, one company. The outbound, promoting tours for all countries outside their country. They arrange for travel documents like air tickets, visas, health documents, travel insurance, foreign exchange for people going anywhere abroad. They may organize fixed departures or FIT tours. Announcing, like we said, 11-day tour to Europe, this price. The outbound tour operators. Example, SOTC, world famous tours, Cox and Kings. The host country, the tourist, and the foreign country. That's the rule of the outbound tour operator. Domestic, package together for all the tour component like transportation, accommodation, same, sightseeing for the domestic market. Now, this is for the domestic market. The domestic tour operator within the country, right? They will do business only. They have a, if you go to a travel agent, you'll ask them, I want a tour. You'll say domestic or international. You said domestic. So please come here. The domestic section is here. They have 2-star or 3-star only interested in taking care of domestic tours. Their work is to organize tours within India itself. Jaipur ho ke Kodaikanal ho. Ooty ho ke Shimla. Their work is to see that they can provide the best domestic tours. They are known as domestic tour operators. Now, what is the example? India Tourist Bureau. The host country, the tourist, and again, it comes to the back to the host country. You do not go outside. Now, what are ground handlers? They are also known as destination management companies. They provide all local land arrangements, local sightseeing tours, and local guides and escorts. Now, they are a source of market information of the destination. For example, someone coming to Mumbai, or someone going to Chennai, or probably someone going to Gujarat. They want a local guide to take them all over Gujarat. That's a local tourist, a local guide. They know a destination management company. Their specialization could be Gujarat. So you want to go to Surat, Ahmedabad, Rajkot, you want to go to Vadodara, you want to go to Anand, they will take care and plan the entire itinerary for you. They are ground handlers. They are local domestic people. Destination management companies, they also show off for market information. They do not take bookings directly from passengers. They take it from the wholesalers, from the tour operator. Their job is all very localized. So they see that whatever is there, we take care of everything here. Let the business come from there. We will not go. We are here. This is a point of contact. You send me 50 groups, I will handle 50 groups. I will see they have a great time in and around Kerala and they go back. It could be, for example, Vacations Kerala. Kerala is a destination management company for Kerala. They will see to it that everything Kerala has done. They will not go running around for passengers. They are there for a specific reason. This is where we are. This is our service. Come and contact us. Yes, they do their marketing. Mass market tour operators arrange for the tourists traveling on inclusive tours in large groups, sell holidays very cheaply because they buy services in volume from the suppliers, visiting well-known during peak travel season. And example are Bhagyashree tours. Now, these are people who do mass market, only groups. 50, 60, 100, 120. They will look for destination. One hotel, I need 100 rooms. One open hotel, I need 60 rooms. The hotel will also give them good rate. They are mass market tour operators. They are selling one room, one family coming with two children. No boss. You come and be in groups. I will make less profit. It's okay, fine. But I want to do volume business. Specialist tour operator, like I told you, deals with niche product and markets. They can take groups to a specific geographical area or a certain type of activity, like I said, adventure tourism. They offer unique locations and varied interest. They have smaller groups and don't compete with the price. And they, the example could be the safari experts, the wildlife specialists, like we were talking, you know, the wildlife people. So this is geographical area. One guy could say, why, you want to do MP. I want to see tigers in MP. No problem. Maximum tigers in MP. We are here. We do Pench, we do Kana, we do Bandhavgarh, we do Panna. Whatever is there, wherever you want to go, we'll arrange a hotel, plan the entire thing for you. So they are very specialist. You want to go to Ranthambore, you want to go to Taloba, we want to go to the Green National Park in Gujarat. We arrange everything. We are experts at wildlife. So these are specialist tour operators. You know they are going to them for a very specific reason, because you need a very specific kind of a deal or a package. A travel agency should have good relationship with all the suppliers to provide the best of services to the client and should be able to negotiate best rates. They have direct linkages with airlines, hotels, cruise companies, insurance companies, ancillary service providers. All kind of service providers are here. All you need to do is have a good tie-up and see that you can provide the best possible combination and the rate to your customer. Now let's see, tourist, what happens over here? He goes to the travel agency, tour operator. They go to the support services government, support service private or principal suppliers. This in turn goes to transport, air, road, rail, accommodation, attractions. These are the suppliers. They have the packages. They take care of these three things. This is how the system works. Airlines pay commission to the IATA recognized agents to sell the airline tickets. Now like Akbar Holidays, Ria Travels, we are both IATA agents. The travel agent should be approved IATA agent to receive commissions. It's a must. Commissions are paid by way of overrides paid by the carrier as per target set for them. Performance link bonuses, bulk buying, like I said, anyone can do bulk buying, Akbar Travels can. Low cost airlines can be sold by non-IATA agents and they receive some incentives but not commissions because they are low score airline. They are not registered with the IATA. So these people, low-cost airline people, they receive some sort of a incentive, but not a commission. Travel agent get commission by selling room nights. Like we said, he sold two rooms for 2 days. He gets commission for room night. The room is for 10,000 rupees to the client. The travel agent has got it for 9,000. He makes 1,000 rupees and sold it for 10. The preferred travel agents may get room upgrades. If you know someone very well, continued business, see, yeah, he is my special client, it is upgraded. No regulatory authority to regulate the commission structures. That's one issue. You can give any commission, any amount to anybody because you want to get business. The commission ranges from 10% to 25%. And extra incentives are given like FAM trips and PSA privileges. FAM trips. They tell you, the Nasik people are coming. Come and see the vineyards. Come and see our places. PSA. They could have PSA privileges, like they could have certain tie-ups. They could have certain associations. They could have certain benefits from the area. So these are known as PSA privileges. Now, travel agency is the major source of bookings for the cruise companies. Commission structure varies from anywhere from 10% to 25%. The Cruise Liners International Association, the CLIA, pays additional benefits to member agents like bonus and extra commissions, upgradations to higher cabins. Now, this depends who gives more business to the cruise liners. Like we have discussed in all these places, that there are certain travel agents who specialize in doing bookings only for cruise liners. See, they want to be a niche travel agent. They want to give you niche kind of products. So they will only try and sell cruises. And what happens with this? Because they give additional business or regular business, sometimes their passengers benefit by way of getting better upgradation. These guys, in turn, the travel agents or the tour operators who do cruise lines, get extra commissions. They can probably get bonus for all the business that they give. Travel agents try to sell add-on services to earn extra profits. Due to strong competition, low commission structures, the travel agents are earning good money by selling travel insurance. See, now what they do is they send different products. They'll say, you want travel insurance? Okay, you're going to China, you need insurance here, 890 rupees, you get insurance. So they make 100, 200 rupees on that also. They have foreign exchange and travel money card. They'll say, you want dollars? We'll exchange it for you. They'll make money there also. International SIM cards. Now, when it's a travel-related company, you know, they try and give you everything one roof. So customer likes that. He says, okay, I'm getting everything under one roof. I don't need to run around 10 places. I don't need to do 10 things. So it makes more sense for me. So they also are happy, and in turn, the travel agency makes extra revenue providing extra services. Secretarial services. The customer will say, listen, boss, I am going to Shanghai. This is the trip plan. I want you to see that despite what you have given me, I want taxi on these 2 days with a good rate. I want a local staff over there hired to take me around. So you are also doing a kind of a secretary service to help them get what they want, what they need, besides what you are selling, which could just be a package or an airline and a hotel service. You are trying to give them extra services. One of the latest trends in travel industry is integration. Integration means when two or more firms join together through takeovers or mergers to achieve economies of scale. Integration can be between the same industry or related industry. We said airlines to airlines, airlines to hotels. Integration are of two types, vertical integration and horizontal integration. What are the advantages? The company is able to negotiate better deals due to volumes of business because of the larger volumes. Better quality of services and standardization of services, more number of outlets and better reach to the consumers, to the customers, and improved coordination in supply chain, discovering new markets. When two people from varied business, different aspects of business, try and merge, there's always a benefit goes to the customer. The customer gets their benefit, he's happy. In turn, the travel agency makes a better name. The tour operator has something else to offer, and in turn, it's a win-win situation for all the three people. Now, what are the disadvantages? Let's see this. The lack of competition may lead to lower quality products and reduced efficiency. This is always a thing to be scared of, danger point. Due to huge size of the organization, difficult to control and manage. Sometimes this can be a problem, which is certainly to be taken care of. Monopolization of the market. you want to do that, you want to be the only one selling that, and less choice of products. So what happens is, because you have got a merger, because you have got some kind of thing which others don't have, you feel I have a monopoly in the market. You feel I am the best. No one can do this. This can lead to complacency. Nobody will do it better than me. Not happening. You got to see, you can't be complacent. You have to be always on your toes. Always see that the customer never ever feels that he has to go to another place. So please remember, your service has to be top class, no matter what kind of a tie-up you have. If your service is not good, the person will go somewhere else and look for that same service. Vertical integration is where firms integrate at different levels of the distribution chain. If a tour operator buys a travel agency, this is known as a vertical integration. So what do we see? The tour operator goes to the travel agency, he buys it. It becomes a vertically integrated firm, because what the tour operator is doing, when he's bought over the travel agency for a certain amount, all the customers of the travel agency come into the tour operator. Now what happens when he's buyout, then he doesn't have to pay separate commission to the travel agency. And in fact, the database of the travel agency becomes a property of the tour operator. So it's a great way to do business and to grow your company to bigger in the market. Vertical integration example. Travel Union of TY Travel UK is formed by integration of Thomson and First Choice tour operating businesses, merging with the Thomson and First Choice Travel Agency to form TY Travel. Now what does it do? Thomson Tours, it picks up First Choice Travel Agency, they both merge. In turn, they become TY Travel. So what happens is, you get tours, you get packages, you get an additional database of staff and a whole wide range of business coming to you because you're a bigger firm. When two travel agencies, airlines, hotels, competing services join together to make economies of scale, it is known as horizontal integration. Airline 1 buys airline 2 and they equal to a new airline company. What happens? Can we see some example over here? Sahara was bought over by Jet. And what did Jet start with the name with? Jet Light. Jet Light became a lower version of Sahara Airlines because Sahara had sold out. Jet bought it over, and Jet Airways had Jet Airways, and it also had the lower end version because the airline had bought from Sahara and he renamed it Jet Light. So this is kind of another integration which happens. EasyJet airline purchased the airline Go from British Airways. Now EasyJet and Go both operate under the company name of EasyJet. EasyJet and Go, they both go together. They are one company and now it becomes EasyJet. So it is another kind of a integration. Thank you.